addressing these global fund managers. We have been talking about there is a slip between the cup and the lip. That's what we said yesterday. And those between the two, that is the global fund managers, and the ultimate beneficiary, in my opinion, is a state sovereign value fund. That's what we are trying to do. That is the purpose. But what happens in between are the two guys. One is the big four firms creating a dark value, and the beneficiary, that is the guys who are getting the fund ready for, together, they create a dark value. If they create a dark value, there's no question of state value fund, sovereign fund, whatever come about. So it is absolutely essential, number one, for the global fund managers to realize that engaging big four firms, I don't know about BDO, whether I can include for big four or big five, you have to check that out. My good friend is that. I should be in a position to check that out. But they must really understand, like, you know, PwC is going to invest in AI, about $2 billion of that sort of thing. I don't know how they are going to get the revenue out of auditing and all that. It's a thing we have to be very careful about it. AI story is slowly coming to a close because it's not going to create any revenue for the guys who are creating the AI. AI can be a co-pilot as much as we use the computer, the reactive machine. I should be in a position to use the AI also, which I am using it to a great extent. That's what I want to present here. But AI creates a dark value. If anything that creates a dark value, there is no question of that is for the beneficiary, that is for the guys who are using the fund. Can I say the investing companies, where the investors invest in the investing companies. The purpose is to reduce the dark value and increase the accelerated value return in a manner. As on today, if your ethical OAS, IBCM ethical OAS standard is now 2, that goes to number 5, that is optimum results. You are in a position to extract from that particular company. Then there is a great revenue that comes. Then we talked about the triggering the royalty, etc. That is going to benefit the our guys, that is state sovereign value fund. That is the purpose of it. So in between, there are, as I said, there's a big gap. That gap has to be realized. Because that is what IBCM Ethical OAS has done. I can give you amazing information about straight from Young in 1800, Immanuel Kant on metaphysics, and David Bohm wrote it, Planck on consciousness, and Einstein and Schrodinger. Everything, I call it as Advaita, and Vishishta Advaita. Mind you, every one of them is being correlated to the modern science of physics, metaphysics, and quantum physics, particularly quantum physics. Quantum physics, you cannot derive to a conclusion without metaphysics. That is the opening the second slit. That's what Yang said, opening the double slit experiment. That's what IBCM Ethical OAS has done it. So the global fund managers can schedule maybe 1 hour or 2 hours, 3 hours talk. I'll tell you how it is being done. The most appropriate manner is going to benefit the global fund managers. After all, many of the pension funds which are coming, they are all public employee provident fund here in India. They are all coming from people. And it is imperative on the part of global fund managers to invest in companies of ethical value. That is what IBCM Ethical OAS does. how it is being done in a most mathematical and transparency is what I am trying to impress upon you. Don't miss IBC Ethical OAS for any of your university company. Generally, you gain. If you gain, the university companies gain. The university companies gain, then it becomes a sovereign value fund for the states. Take a look.
Copyright, Corporate Mom, Corporate Management Orbiter Mission.
When global fund managers evaluate a target company, they generally rely on standard financial due diligence from external advisors. But this reliance often triggers an avalanche of paperwork, resulting in delayed reports, sudden valuation markdowns, and forensic audits. This blind spot hides dark value. It is the cost of inefficiency, trust gaps, and broken operating systems. Because traditional audits only measure observable financial metrics, this drain turns remains unmeasured. The alternative is the IBCM Ethical OS, stress-tested against Elon Musk's Grok AI and the xAI engine over 1,300 times. This framework replaces outsourced reviews with internal mathematical transparency. By shifting to automated oversight, investment managers can identify value leakage. You stop losing capital to unmeasured variables and begin capturing previously hidden economic value. The process begins by removing dependency on external advisors and initiating an internal subject-object-self, or SOS, governance framework. This internal accountability links to the macroeconomic stage. Securing global capital for initiatives like the Vibrant Gujarat Summit demands structural integrity at the micro level. Schedule a one-day SOS brainstorming session with your internal core team. The goal is aligning on the principle that true accountability must originate from within. Identifying and capturing hidden value requires a foundation of internal self-governance. It is the necessary prerequisite for any institutional oversight. We map this using the three layers of self-assurance. The foundation begins with people. Layer 1 is a human-centric organization. You create the conduct of the people knowledge base to map the qualitative, human elements of your management pipeline. This is more than an administrative task. You are building a system to track the non-observable variables, ethics, context, and intent, that determine whether a management team will meet its goals. Capturing behavioral data prevents systemic shocks. Major structural failures often begin as unmapped human errors before they ever appear on a balance sheet. Now that we have the human data, we move to layer 2. Here, the IBCM CRISP model translates those qualitative inputs into a structural roadmap. This dashboard shows our coherence rating. A target company burdened by dark value often operates at a baseline 2 out of 5. To improve, you draft the strategy plan 2030. Microteams resolve structural hazards at the source, systematically shrinking the dark value. Resolving hazards at the microteam level creates mathematical transparency. This transparency unburdens the state and external regulators, as the company provides its own oversight on technical minutiae. To verify that structural roadmap, we move to the final layer, streaming real-time performance metrics via continuous CREAM reporting. This interface tracks 5 core metrics: corporate governance, risk management, earnings, accounting quality, and management quality. As these metrics stabilize, the coherence rating climbs from the baseline 2 toward a perfect 5. The recovery of this 3-point gap is your AVR delta. This leap represents unlocked valuation. It activates the royalty trigger, converting operational improvements directly into performance-linked returns for the investment fund. These metrics provide the mathematical proof that ethical coherence is a direct driver of market valuation. You have engineered a structural transformation. You started from a reactive baseline, mapped your people, drafted a strategy plan, and activated real-time CREAM oversight. The reactive entanglement with external advisors is replaced by a proactive governance model that you manage internally. The next step is to apply this mathematical formula to your current portfolio companies to identify their specific AVR delta. Adopting this ethical operating system insulates institutional capital from systemic shocks. Your governance is now substantiated by data and secured by the SOS framework.